Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We finally have a big tennis event to get excited for. It is the Rotterdam Open. It's a stacked draw, and it's the return of Jannik Sinner. And here we go. It's an ATP 500, the ABN AMRO Open, and the big headline event is Jannik Sinner, the return of the Australian Open champion. We've got Andre Rublev there as well. I'm going to go through all of the draw in more detail. Before I do, let's look at some of the previous champions. In recent years, we've had Daniil Medvedev, Felix, and Rublev win. Monfils has won the event three times. Roger Federer, another one who's done extremely well here. But if we just look to last year, it was a final in which Daniil Medvedev beat Jannik Sinner. So Sinner has some good pedigree. And when he played this event last year, you can see how far down he was in the ranking. So last year, he came into Rotterdam as 14th in the world with 6,000 points less. So you can see him here in 14. We had Khachanov, Norrie, Felix, Fritz, all of these guys ahead of him in the ranking. He's now, let's be honest, a concrete top three in the world. Maybe some making a case for one or two. And he's just come on so much. I mean, this was obviously a year ago. But I feel, even if you just look at the last 6 months, he's a totally different player. And now you're looking at this draw and you're thinking he has a real shot of winning it. Let's get into the draw. And I thought we'll start with the qualifiers like we usually do. And this is the final round of qualifying at Rotterdam. And they've now been placed into the draw. So we've got Shapovalov. He's going to be playing Monfils. Goffin against Prismic, of course, a bit of a start at the Australian Open with his great match against Djokovic. You've got Maxime Cressy, the qualifier. He's going to be playing against Felix, who was, of course, as we know, considered one of the big favourites last year. Not the same this year. Zizou Berg against Andre Rublev, the champion of UTS in Oslo. So he's going to be coming to this in some good form. Let's get into the draw proper. And you can see Jannik Sinner will be facing Boutik van der Zandslop in the first round. Let me see if I can expand this a little bit. All right, so we've got Denis Shapovalov, Monfils, Raonic versus Jesper de Jong, Toric against Bublik. Bublik, another one who just played at UTS in Oslo, didn't do too badly. Hurkacz, it's got Lehechka, Griekspoor, Massetti, Fekina against Struff. That's a really tight opening round match. And I'll pause here on Ruusuvuori Umbert, because Umbert is finding some form. He's just won his fifth ATP title, and certainly one who I think could knock out some big names. I put him as maybe up there as a top three contender, even though you've got the likes of a Rublev and Dimitrov there. I just feel like Umbert has the ability to beat all of them names, quite frankly. So I'm interested to see how he gets on. If you look at the other section, you've got Dimitrov, Sanego, Marizan, Futsovic, Zizou Zhang, Shevchenko, that's a close one. Safulin, Runa, horrible draw for Runa. Dimonor, Korda, great match. Prismic, Goffin, and we spoke about these other qualifiers because, of course, they're the ones who have been placed. So, initially, looking at this, I think the draw is not so good for people on this side. So, where you've got the 2 and 3, Holger Rune and Rublev, I think it's tougher over here, personally. I think you've got the likes of a Raonic, who's Toric. I'm not really that big. Lehechka, of course, super dangerous. But I just feel like from here we're going to see most likely the Sinner, Hurkacz and Umber dominate. And I'm not sure about any other names. Whereas on here you can make a case for anyone. I mean, Marizan potentially could shock some people. You've got Dimonor, who's playing exceptionally well at the moment. Rublev, super, super dangerous. Prismic. I don't know. I really like this little section. And of course, the favourite is Jannik Sinner. But my big prediction for this event is I don't think Jannik Sinner is going to win it. I think he is actually going to lose maybe to an Ugo Umber and surprise some people. And I'm going to put it out there right now. My champion will come from this side here. And I'm going for Alex Dimonor to win Rotterdam. I have been so impressed with him at the start of the year. And I think he's got all the tools to go on and win an ATP 500 event. I think he needs to start doing this to be considered as a player who can go and do well in Masters events or Grand Slams. Who's to say he can't? He's great on all surfaces. And my pick to win Rotterdam is not the favourite Jannik Sinner. It is in fact Alex Dimonor. But there we go. That's my prediction. Thank you for watching. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Do you think Jannik Sinner is going to win the event? And hopefully you join us for some live watch-alongs and podcasts, because it's certainly getting very exciting ahead of Indian Wells and Miami. And Rotterdam is such an iconic event. So stay tuned on the channel. We'll be posting some videos. And I'm backing Alex Dimonor to lift the title. See you soon.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.